Yeah, so my name's Joel Bayliss. I'm a Aboriginal man. My cultural ties stretch from Borroloola right up at the top end of the country to the Central Desert area of South Australia, of Australia, Northern Territory.
Thank you. And what's your role? What's your job?
I work in juvenile justice. I'm a father of two beautiful children, Ava and Isaiah, married to beautiful wife Hilda. I'm a treasurer on Reconciliation South Australia board. I've been on there since 2008. It's a passionate board of promoting reconciliation through South Australia. It's absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love what I do there.
Great, thank you very much, and welcome to Aboriginal Message.
Thank you.
Now, you're here because you've become known as the person who started the hashtag Indigenous Dads. Can you tell us how did that come about? What made you create that hashtag?
So, Thursday the week before, Bill Leake published a negative racist cartoon in The Australian. So basically, the cartoon purported the negative stereotype of Aboriginal men. He purported that Aboriginal men are drunks. He purported that Aboriginal men don't know their children. And it got me angry. I wanted to channel that anger into something positive. So Saturday morning, I put a photo up of myself, my two children, Ava and Isaiah, basically saying, you know what, there are Aboriginal men out there, strong Aboriginal men who know their children, who aren't drunks, who sort of smash that stereotype. And after I put it up, it sort of just went viral. So basically, I put it up, put my phone down, went to hang out with my kids, and I heard the phone in the background just going off every sort of couple of seconds, so you knew something was happening out there. So I put it up, and then someone picked it up on Twitter, and it just went like wildfire. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was fantastic. Do you have any idea of the scope, like how many tweets related to that hashtag or how much other social media activity happened?
It just went viral. So basically, you look at a tweet and it says you've got 30,000 sort of interactions. So on that one tweet, but it got nationwide. So there was an opportunity for politicians to put photos up of their children. It put sports stars up to say, you know what, this is my dad. I'm proud of him. It just went. It was just a fantastic outcome.
Wow, and can you tell me a bit more about the sort of messages and tweets that you saw? Anyone in particular stand out?
So I saw tweets from Nova Peris of her dad stating what a lovely man he is. You've got Joe Williams, a former NRL player, that put a photo up of his kids knowing who he is. Alec Dumaji, a prominent Aboriginal person in community, put one up of his kids smashing that stereotype. But one photo in particular that was very special to me came in at about 11 o'clock Saturday night. It came in from Milingimbi up in the Northern Territory. It was my brother, Benjamin, and my nephew, Max. The reason why it was so special to me is that we've had a recently had a significant death in the family, and right now family is incredibly important to us. So that was special for me, that photo.
Yeah, it was really amazing and diverse. It was all over my feed, and I'm sure all over a lot of people's
Yeah.
feed. I mean, there was this moment where you had a chance to celebrate Indigenous dads, but as a broader issue in your life, does this come up often? Do you feel challenged as an Indigenous dad, or do you hear of family or friends who are challenged?
I think, unfortunately, there are negative stereotypes of Aboriginal people all over the shop, and we have to live with that every day. But it's good to actually show people, you know what, we're not just people that abuse alcohol. We're not people that, don't know our children. So it's good to smash that stereotype. It's a good, Twitter was a good outlet for that to get out there because it just went viral. It was absolutely fantastic.
And do you think it might have changed the perceptions of people who weren't Indigenous dads or weren't involved with Indigenous people? Do you think it might have changed
I
perceptions?
believe it did. I believe it did. So you've got people that, would go back to that Twitter and just promote it all the time. So non-Aboriginal people would look at it and think, well, that's something special there. You know, you've got prominent, or you've got just people in community celebrating the fact that their dad was a legend, or that they know that they know the children, that they're role models in their community.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
It was. I mean, I think something occurred to me looking at it as well is that Bill Leake's original cartoon was such a caricature and so inhuman.
Yeah.
And what these images did is reminded people that there were actual people and families behind those stereotypes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And for it's such a complex issue. You know, you've got that there are what I was thinking throughout that Saturday and Sunday is that there could be Aboriginal children that see that cartoon and say, "Well, my dad's not like that," you know. It's pushing those boundaries, you know. It's proving a point. It's smashing those stereotypes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, just one other aspect of it I was also interested in was the Bill Leake cartoon, to put some context, also came out shortly after the Don Dale detention thing.
Yep.
And I was so sure that what that was doing was switching responsibility from the people who'd done the abuse. Yeah. Was that a reason for your anger as well?
Yeah, it was. So basically, by purporting negative stereotypes in that cartoon, it's such a simplistic term, or it's such a simplistic way just to blame the parents. You know, you've got 200 years of sort of... you've got policies that have impacted upon Aboriginal people. You've got loss of culture. You've got loss of identity. You've got loss of land. You've got, and that significantly impacts upon young people in youth detention. So it's such a complex issue that it can't be answered by purporting negative stereotypes. And it's such a simplistic way to just blame the parents. Some other people need to take responsibility as well.
And Bill Leake since said that he's really glad that this debate's been sparked. Do you think that the fact that Indigenous dads and other discussion around this issue has come out, do you think that makes it okay for Bill Leake to have put out his cartoon?
No. I think, you know, when I saw him sort of take sort of responsibility for it, I pushed it away because I thought, here's a man that sort of put a negative stereotype out there, and then he's claiming credit for the Indigenous Dads movement, which, you know, it's not right.
And do you think this can go anywhere else? Do you think that's the end of the Indigenous Dads?
I don't think it's the end of it. I think it's a start to get that conversation going, because it was that Indigenous Dads was a moment in time. People will go back and remember that. And, you know, if something happens in the future, we can go back and say, well, we started that conversation. What can we do to move forward?